Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. welcome to the Late Night Girls. I'm Maritza.
And I'm Jen. Thanks for joining us.
I was wondering, you know what? I think I pressed the wrong button. Here's our applause button. I was like, why aren't I hearing applause?
Like, it seemed kind of quiet.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird. Sometimes these things happen on our show. It's kind of randomly crazy. And, I mean, but it wouldn't be the Late Night Girls without these things. So I think this is what makes us, like, we have these little hiccups and things sometimes. Yeah, but it's all good because we got
it
together.
It works.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So, my darling, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was uplifting. I finally utilized the block feature on my phone for a very good reason, and I'm happy with it. So yeah, that's how I went. How was yours?
I've never used that feature before on my phone, and I have a couple other friends that remind me every now and then that it's there. So that's a sign. I need to get bold about using that feature at some point. I really do. I don't know. I just haven't tried it. But when I have the need for it, I will definitely put it to use. Definitely. My weekend is great. And basically, I used last weekend to get ready for this coming weekend. This is going to be a great weekend, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Camp Girly Girl is this Saturday at Yale University. And if you are a mom that has a daughter, oh, my gosh, and you are missing out if you're not already registered. And I hate to tell you right now, though, it's a little too late. It really is. You can sign up and put your name on the wait list. But, you know, Jen, you know you're covered. You and Kay are very smart. You signed your daughter up right away, and this will be your first time.
We did it early.
And I'm so excited. I am so excited to have you and your daughter at your third annual camp. Definitely. For those of you that don't know what Camp Girly Girl is, you can visit my website, campgirlygirl.com, and that's girly with an L-I-E. Camp Girly Girl is a place for moms and their daughters, for bonding, connecting, sharing, networking with other moms and daughters in the greater New Haven area, but now we've extended to New York. We have people coming from Philly and some parts of Jersey. So this is like thebomb.com. When I tell you, like, I can't even express how excited I am. We went from 50 girls to now 100 girls. So this is going to be crazy. Like, I am like, oh, my God.
Wow.
And everything, food, signs, everything ready, all the activities. Shout out to all my presenters, all my volunteers, everybody that's helping me make this day happen. Thank you, Yale University.
The sponsors.
Working Women's Network at Yale, WeMontage.com, and the Yale Afro-American Cultural Center. Thank you so much. Oh, to Food Should Taste Good, because, oh, my gosh, boy, does their food taste good. I love their multi-grain chips. Thank you for sponsoring and supporting the girls and their moms. Love all the way. And then there's the Connecticut Black Heritage Ball that is this Saturday as well. So I'm going to have a full day. Later on that evening, I'll be there. That's at the Omni Hotel. It is not too late, people, to get your tickets. This is a great event, kind of upscale. You put on your really nice attire, which I love doing. You schmooze, I guess is the word, with other great individuals, professionals, just from all over. They're coming from New York. They're coming from Springfield, Mass. They're coming from Boston. Some are coming from Philly and Jersey
everywhere.
As well. So, yeah, all around. and you just don't want to miss out. So get your tickets. That is the ctblackheritageball.com. And if you love to dress up and you already have, like, these dresses that's been sitting in your closet for, like, forever that you haven't got a chance to wear, that's me. That's who I am. I always have these really nice dresses, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to wear? This is it. Like, this is the time to pull that dress out and go crazy. Have a nice, fun time with all the live bands and the DJs that are going to be there. Oh, it's going to be a party. It's an award ceremony. It's networking. It's everything.
It.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, yeah. We're just going to do the applause. Yes, yes. Yes. God, I love it. What is going on? Jen, there's like so much. There's so much. First of all, we've got a really great episode tonight. I'm telling you, we're going to get to know Mo Enterprises. We're going to find out who this man is, who this brand is, what it's all about. So we're really excited about that. We'll be allowing people to call in, ask questions. Feel free. The call-in number, 323-792-2900. Keep that on lock, and just remember that when we bring Maurice Mo Wiley in, yes, I'm going to tell you, he is like the bomb. No, he's
That's
a superstar.
Right.
He's always a superstar, but he's a superstar. Great, humble guy.
He does it all. Yes.
I really like this guy. I really do. And then I found out he was dating a friend, but that's a whole other thing. So I like him a little bit more now because I know he's my friend. Yeah, so I'm a great, great guy. Very interesting story, and we're going to learn a little bit more about him tonight, so stay tuned. In just a few, we'll bring him on. Wait till you hear what Mr. Mo does, okay? He's going to knock your socks off, definitely. But for now, we're just going to talk about this because I thought, let's just go to social media really quickly. You know, social media can be great. I love it. But, oh, boy, are some of the things getting out of hand. Now, this really just took it to another level, and I think, and I'll give my view of it before and after real quick, and then you can pitch in because I know I showed you this video, Jen. The guy who played the prank on his girlfriend on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
The marriage proposal, right? So when first I'm watching it at work, and I'm at my desk, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. I'm like, I was literally, like, trying to hold back some tears because I'm like, never could this happen to me. If you're going to propose to someone, that's a very serious moment. That's, like, one of the most important, memorable experiences of your life. I mean, you just do not play with that. Like, that's what every woman or just about every woman kind of looks forward to in her life. Like, when is he going to propose? Mm-hmm. Like, when is somebody possibly going to get on their knees and say, you know, will you marry me? And, you know, you just look forward to that. It's like a Cinderella moment almost. And then comes the wedding. So for someone to play a prank on their girlfriend as if it's nothing, like he goes through the entire proposal, gets on one knee. He has rose petals and candles and everything laid out. He had the ring box, and on the ring box, when she opens it, it says, just kidding with a smiley face. Now,
oh my God,
somebody was to ever do that to me, like that relationship would be over.
Yes, I will kill him.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, he'll be dead.
We're going to have to take it down, that's for sure.
Let me tell you that you don't play around with that. Like, and then you just ruined the moment. Like, you've just ruined, like, that moment that I've been waiting for forever. Like, and you just played around. It's just like taking my heart and crumbling it. Like, I don't know. You just can't.
It's so heartbreaking.
And he says that he's done this. Like, they always joke around, apparently, this couple. So he was like, oh, he plays pranks on me all the time, but sometimes you just don't take it that far, right? Like, you just, there's some things you just don't joke about. Like, about your mama dying, your daddy dying. You don't joke about nobody dying like that. You're talking about, you know, you can give that person a heart attack. And then you're going to say, just kidding. No.
Not that easy.
It really got to me. So this was the first time I'm watching the video. Mm-hmm. Now, my girlfriend comes over, And we're watching the video again because I want to show her. But then she says she thinks, she was like, yeah, definitely you don't play with like that. But she said the reaction of the girl made her think that it was a little bit staged and maybe that they did this together as an act and they wanted to get likes and attention and all this stuff from Facebook. So now I'm a little conflicted. Huh. I'm like, is it really real? Did they really stage this together or what? I don't know. It's something to think about.
That's crazy.
And people are doing anything. People are doing anything these days. Maybe they want to be that couple because I hear that they do comedy and pranks together online. So, and he had like the follow me, this, that. So maybe really they are trying to become famous off of this. Who knows? This could be their way. But again, people take social media to the extreme now. They do anything for life. Craziness. Anything.
You know, I have to say, she seemed genuine to me. Like, she was crying, she was excited, and then afterwards, she seemed really, or maybe it could be that I felt her pain so much that, you know, it just seemed believable to me, and I saw past anything that looked fake. But, like, I emotionally was with her, like, oh my God, no, she didn't just do that. Like, it was just so heartbreaking. He set everything up with, like, rose petals and everything, got on his knees, and then the box said, you know, just kidding. she literally smacked him and everything, but I thought it was genuine, but now I have to look at it again just to see. Maybe because my feelings are caught up in it. But that's crazy.
You know, it could have been good because you don't want that happening to you. So, yeah, I think us women all felt her pain. Definitely. I really
right.
do. So, okay, and another thing that you brought up, because this is just some crazy stuff that I just want to talk about, like, we cannot go on without talking about this. The guy that had raised all this money, well, so a college student raised all this money for the guy that had been walking for, like, 10 years to work when his car quit, he couldn't afford to get a new one,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, mm-hmm. Now he's raised so much money. I think it was, like, maybe $350,000. It's, like, growing every
right.
day. Seems like. So now,
mm-hmm.
his ex-wife, I believe, now wants half of the money that he's...
Not even ex-girlfriend. They weren't even married.
Oh, an ex-girlfriend. It wasn't even a wife?
Yes, ex-girlfriend, yes.
I'm done. I'm done right now. Stick a fork in me. I am. Because, first of all, I was just going to say, even the ex-wife shouldn't get the money. If they haven't been together for years, now all of a sudden because somebody raised some money and helped that man out, you are not entitled to that. And I'm sure. I don't think he had any young kids. Boy, it's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, everyone looking for that come up. Now everyone comes. No one helped him. You know, give him a ride or anything. And now that he has this money, it's like people coming out of the woodwork talking about, I was with you for 10 years or however long, 5 years, I deserve half.
You know, it's always
why do you
like
deserve
that.
Half?
It's always
it's crazy.
Like that all the time. It definitely is.
You know, that gets me to, mm-hmm. to a question. What do you think about prenups? What if your husband... And you guys probably don't have much together, but maybe he has a little bit more, maybe money in the bank or something. And you guys are ready to get married, and then he tells you he wants a prenup. How do you feel about that?
You know, no, I'm not doing a prenup. I don't care. I can't see myself doing it. It's like, you just got to trust me. And it says till death do us part, so one of us are going to die. I can't. Like, you just cannot do that to me. I'm not going to do it, and I won't expect more from you. We're just not going to do it. We just have to go into it. Because it's almost to me like saying, like, we're planning for our breakup, and I just don't. I know
exactly.
things happen, but I definitely feel like it's planning for your breakup. Like, why am I going to do that? I just, call me crazy. I don't want to do it.
You know,
no.
It feels to me,
sorry.
It feels like an insult. Like, you don't trust me, you know? Like, you don't trust me enough, or you feel like I'm out to try to get your money or something. But then think about it, Marita, because you're going to be worldwide, and you're going to have all this money, and you're going to be, like, up there making crazy money, right? So what if you meet this guy that doesn't have as much as you, and he wants to get married? Would you consider a prenup?
No, I'm still not going to do it. You know what? I think this is a great
question.
I agree
with
you. On, and we should ask him about this. But we'll be right back. We're going to play Elise, These Arms. And right after that, we will have our guest, Mr. Maurice Mo Wiley from Mo Enterprises on the phone. So definitely, listen, get ready, people. We have a great guest on, and we're going to get to know so much more about him in just a few minutes. Again, this is Elise, These Arms, and we'll tell you a special story about Elise when we come back. You're now listening to The Late Night Girls. We love you, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Ooh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I forgot it has a little slow start to this one.
I thought that was the song.
No. You know, I can DJ a little bit until it comes up. Oh, there we go.
Working out, girl. Can reach this artery on froze. I can't breathe. I'm blind. I can't see. Why you would turn away? My soul can't take this pain. You left with so much at stake. Will I ever trust you again?
Welcome back, everyone. That was Elise B's Arms, and you're listening to The Late Night Girls right here every Tuesday at 10 p.m. We just really appreciate you for, you know, spending your Tuesday nights with us. We definitely do. So without further ado, we're going to get right into our interview tonight. As we said before, we have such a wonderful, wonderful guest. I'm really, really excited, and you'll find out why in just a few. We're going to get to know Mr. Mo himself from Mo Enterprises, and I'll just tell you just a little bit about him. I'm not going to read the entire bio, but I'll get bits and pieces. So it's Maurice Mo Wiley. He's the epitome of Simone and Irvin's timeless collaboration, Young, Gifted, and Black. beyond age, beyond talent. Mm-hmm. Beyond, his story is distinctively inspirational with an imprint of service from an early age. Mo is the voice of today's generation and generations to come. He has a heart of passion for helping others strive toward their life's dreams and goals. He is well known for his spirit of peace, comfort, and humility, which has impacted and contributed to the transformation of those he encounters on a day-to-day basis. And I can definitely attest to that because I've had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Mo several times in person, and very, very humble guy, very mm-hmm. wonderful spirit. I mean, he is awesome. He's like a firecracker. I mean, he has you going. Like, you speak to him and you just become inspired. You want to do better with your life, just like automatically. So I think it's really awesome that he's a guest on our show. And without further ado, I'm going to bring my darling Mr. Mo on. Hello, hello, Mr. Mo. Are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, ladies?
How you doing? It's so great to have you.
Hey, Mo.
I'm glad to be here. I think you got your opportunity.
No problem.
Great.
I don't know if you were able to listen right before. I don't know if you heard the song that we played. Were you able to hear that song?
That is my favorite song. Shout out to Elise DuVernay, man. These arms, man.
Very beautiful song.
Awesome. Absolutely. Can you tell us very briefly about Elise? Now, the show is about you, but tell them what you do for Elise, because we just cannot. I played that specifically because you're on the show today.
Oh, we definitely appreciate it. Well, Elise DuVernay, first of all, I've known her for more than half of my life, 25 years plus strong. You know, we were in kindergarten together, and that's how long I've known her.
Wow.
She's a best friend of mine. She's been singing like that since she was a little girl, you know, writing songs since she was a child. Currently, I do manage her, so she is part of the Mo Enterprise family. You know, I love her to life. Like, this woman is just amazing. Just her creativity, you know, just the way she thinks, you know, and puts it in the song, just like, you know. And as you can see, These Arms is definitely a song that she put a lot into, you know, powerful song,
yeah.
Great message, and it can relate to so many mm-hmm. different people. So, again, Elise DuVernay, I'm proud of you. Shout out to you, baby girl. You know, you doing it, so appreciate it.
Definitely. Okay. We'll have her as a guest soon in the future, so look out for her. But tonight, we're going to talk about Mr. Mo. Tell us about what you do. I mean, you're a motivational speaker. You're a small business consultant. I mean, everywhere you go, you're just doing your thing. You're managing Elise. What else is it that you do, or what is it that you don't do?
You know, I'm just going to find out what I don't do, believe it or not. But, yeah, I mean, Mo Enterprise, you know, pretty much, you know, my passion is to restore motivation, opportunity, empowerment, and hope to the lives of those who feel like, you know, because of certain circumstances, they think they've been through a life, they cannot achieve their dreams, and they cannot be anything. You know, so me doing motivational speaking and managing and doing seminars and workshops and things like that is my way of showing people that, you know what, I've come from the hood. I've come from places didn't have people around us that invested in us. You know, so I reached mm-hmm. out, you know, I have resources that I look into and things that I do that kind of made me knowledgeable of things that I'm passionate about so that I can give back to other people. You know, so
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, mentoring youth or speaking or cooking, things like that, you know, are ways that you motivate people, you know. And like I said, I don't know what I don't do. I don't limit myself. So I will find a way to, you know, motivate somebody else and empower them, you know, to restore hope inside of them, you know, and that way they have opportunities open up to them. So
right.
It doesn't matter what it is. I'm not going to limit myself. I'm going to find out a way to do it if it's going to help somebody else, because that's what I dedicated my life to do.
I think that is
that's
wonderful.
Such a beautiful song.
Especially,
absolutely.
You know what, we don't have enough men out here doing what you do. That's the thing that I like. I mean, there a lot of us women, we mm-hmm. like to help people. We like to give back. We like to do these things, but you don't see too many men. And I think it's very powerful when you have another young
yes.
black man doing that and reaching out to other men and women, you know, just saying, hey, if I am doing this from where I came from, then you can definitely do it. It has a whole other meaning to it when a young black
absolutely.
Man
absolutely. And you know
this.
What? You know, I think that's our responsibility. You know, you know, people often say, you know, each one teach one, you know, all that. I mean, if you're not living your life to first succeed, go on that journey of success, if you don't have somebody else in mind, then you're wasting your time on that journey, you know.
Mm.
You know, when one of us rise up, we all should rise up. You know, we should never, you know, think about anything great in life without sharing it with somebody else. Because it was somebody there, whether we know it or not, whether it was our mother, grandmother, somebody was praying for us, somebody was encouraging us along the way. We didn't have nothing, you know. So why not return the favor to somebody else? You know, why
very
can't it be
true.
A cycle? You know, and I think it has to be a mentality. You know, first, that nobody owes us nothing, but at the same time, it would mean everything to somebody else to say, you know what, somebody gave me a hint. You know, they didn't look down on me, but they looked down and lift me up, you know. So things like that is what I wake up in the morning and say, you know what, how can I inspire somebody today? What can I say to somebody? What can I do for somebody to make them feel like their life is worth it? You know, because you never know. Somebody can be thinking about committing suicide or giving up on anything. You know, just one little simple thing of encouragement, inspiration, can change their whole world around. You know, so we have to
absolutely.
Wake up in the morning. Or we have to do things that's going to have purpose, you know, to everybody else's life. So, you know, and I can speak for myself, and I'm sure there's other guys out there like myself. I don't want to say I'm the only one. And I'm sure there's a, you know, there's a host of other guys out there, and you know, men and women alike, you know, who do the same thing, who've done what I've done, probably more than what I've done, you know. They're just there, you know. But anybody I encounter, you know, on a regular basis, I try to leave them with something. I try to learn something from them. I don't know it all, you know. So
right.
whatever can be a teaching and learning experience for me, then I'm all open for it.
Absolutely. This is wonderful. Keep doing this. Keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, every time I talk to you, I just get inspired and even more motivated. And it just reminds me, like, yes, I'm on the right path. This is what I have to do. I have to encourage
Absolutely.
Somebody.
I mean,
I have to stay uplifted,
word.
Like, all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, at least I'm trying to do something right. You know, I think that's what it's all about, you know. And you, I mean, you guys are doing a wonderful thing. You know, I've told you, you are a superstar, man. You are doing wonderful things. Give it back to, listen, I know that says about me. I really don't like the stuff to be about me. I'm always going to try to, you know, but I celebrate y'all, man, because, you know, seriously, I celebrate you because, you know, you're unselfish, you know, and you realize, you know, who you are, you know, and you know what it's about to celebrate other people. You know, you open up the door for me to share, you know, what I'm passionate about. And that's awesome, man. You know, and you are definitely an inspiration and example to other young
Aww.
Women and men, you know. So keep doing that, you know. And I
Thank
kudos
you.
To you, both of y'all, you know. So, yeah, I'm
thank
grateful.
Thank you.
I thank you.
You're very welcome. This
yeah,
is what this
absolutely.
Show is about. You know, love giving back. We love celebrating. We try to do the independent artist spotlight, small business spotlight, any way that we can let someone else shine that are doing great things. We definitely think it should be recognized. You know, there's no point
Absolutely.
In hiding that and bringing anyone else down and being unselfish, because you know what? I always believe there's enough for everyone. You know, a lot of people, they try to hold other people back and not let them succeed because they're afraid, like, oh, there's not going to be room for me. I don't want anyone to take the shine from me. There's not going to be enough. I can't be successful too. And I'm like, no, it's not. You know, we can all be successful. We really can. There's enough money in this world. There's enough everything in this world. But we can all have enough. I really believe that.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, there's
That's
no
so
reason
true.
To hate. Definitely. Especially women always hating and being catty and fighting against one another. We just be jealous of each other. There's no reason for that, like, whatsoever. And I'm like, people can hate all they want. I love them anyway. And let's keep moving because we both got to get to the top. So I'm with you, Maurice. Well, I keep calling. I go back and forth now. Maurice and Mo, I was looking at that all day. Like, do I call him?
<all good>.
Yeah.
It's funny. My mother calls me Maurice. It's funny. Mom, I'm the only one who calls me that, Maurice.
I'm not gonna call you that.
Whatever you feel, it's cool. You know, that's all good. Whatever you feel, I'm gonna answer. So.
So listen.
Well,
when
I think.
All... Oh my bad. See this. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna ask.
No,
you
go ahead.
When did this all start for you? Like, when did you know that you were called to do this? Like, when did this passion come about?
I would have to say, as a child, I always had this thing in me that I felt like, you know, I always wanted to help people do something. You know, I was always helping around the house, And at the time when I was a kid, I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what the spirit of compassion was. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it was something to me, and I always had this urge to want to make things better, you know, for somebody else, you know. And there's no secret. I always openly talk about, you know, growing up, the single mom, you know, four kids, you know, and the things that she had to go through raising four kids. Now, I'm about to have four kids at 19 years old, you know.
Oh,
and,
boy. Woo.
Yeah, she had, you know, and we're like stair steps, you know. I have the greatest mother in the world. Let me tell you, I've seen her go through some stuff that women now probably would not even make it through, you know.
Wow.
And I'm the oldest of four, you know. So, of course, there's a lot of responsibility on me as the oldest to, you know, take care of my younger brothers and sisters. So me seeing her struggle around the house and something like, you know, being a single parent, you know, that's, you know, mm-hmm. it's always going to be hard when you're by yourself, even with one child. So she had four
yep.
that was like, you know, so me seeing that was like, this, it can't always be like this, you know. So that kind of fed it a lot. You're like, you know what, you know, I gotta do for my family, you know. And then I've seen other families and I've seen other friends and other people that I've encountered have some sort of struggle. It might not have been you struggling with your children or you struggling with whatever. It was some kind of struggle, you know. And
mm-hmm.
growing up, I wasn't a psychologist. I wasn't a doctor. I wasn't any of that. But I knew that was something in me that had something to offer, at least something to alleviate whatever the pain it was going through, you know. And jobs I've had, you know, working, you know, I've been doing banking 9 years. I've been in the customer service and sales industry for 12 years, you know, and it was always something in me. I don't know what it was. The people always want to tell me their business, you know, and, you know, they come in, cast a check or want to open an account, and then they automatically start opening up to me about their life.
Wow.
I've never met before people that I've, you know, I just met them that day, but they felt this thing in me or felt this comfort within me that was, you know, they begin to open up. And
yep.
it automatically went into this mode of me just, you know, giving them some words of comfort or peace, you know. And believe it or not, 90% of the people I saw at my job each day were people who just came to, you know, get encouraged. And I didn't mind doing that, you know. So for me, I was like, you know, this is something that I actually love to do. You know, I don't get tired. I tell people, I joke around a lot, but it's really true, that I'm anointed to listen. You know, people just want to vent, they want to talk. Listen, you want to talk? I'm the dude to talk to. I got to say nothing if you don't want me to. But if you feel like you got something to get off your chest, call me. You know, just don't
wow.
come. You know, what I don't tolerate. Don't call talking about nobody else. Don't talk negative about nobody. I don't do that whole gossip stuff. You know,
right.
But I will try to offer something to you for you to hold on to that will give you hope that your situation or your circumstance will change. You know, so. Like I said, I wake up, I'm up at night, in the middle of the night, thinking about, you know, things that I can do to, you know, make this a mass thing, you know, traveling, you know, going to the youth. I love working with youth, man. You know, things have changed since I was a kid. It's crazy, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been playing Nintendo. I mean, having an iPhone, these things were unheard of when I was a child. So technology and social media, all these things have definitely put a different mindset on the youth today, you know, but, you know, they're reachable. And I encounter some interesting people on a regular basis, you know, but this is what I love to do, man. And I dedicate my life to, you know, like I said, empowering other people. That's what, I mean, it ain't even about me. I don't like the spotlight. I don't like, you know, I don't like any of that, you know.
Wow.
But it's all about what can I do to make your life better, make you happy, give you hope, whether you just got released from jail, whether you feel like, you know, you can't make it and, you know, you're struggling with whatever, there is hope for you. Any day you wake up in the morning and you have breath in your body, you have your right mind, you can dress yourself, there is hope. There's a chance for you to get anything you want right. You just have to believe that.
That's right. That's right. Definitely.
And that's what I've come to remind people about, restoring hope to them. Your life is not over because you made mistakes, you know, or you feel like you're not worthy of anything.
Definitely.
You know, your parents, somebody might have told you you ain't nothing, you ain't going to be nothing. Make them a liar.
That's
right.
That's
what I'm running into. The person who feel like they, you know, their life is labeled based on a negative remarks I've made, nah, forget all that.
Very, very.
You know, you have such I guarantee you, I'm going to shift your mindset. I'm sorry?
No, I was saying you have such a beautiful message, you know, to reach out to the people. And some people really need this for their life. It sounds so simple, like, you know, you don't have to listen to the negativity, go to the positive, but, like, they need to hear it. And I know
Absolutely.
You have, like, different workshops and seminars. What do you
mm-hmm.
offer in your workshops? What kind of workshops are they?
The different kind. Depends on whatever that you need. So, you know, financial literacy, you know, empowerment, you know, spiritual growth, personal development, professional development. So those who are looking to go into the workforce, you know, if you want someone to look over your resume, I do that. I do resume, I build a resume for you. I give you tips on, you know, what to look for, you know, how to look for a job, you know, what to expect in a job interview, you know, different types of job interviews, you know, things of that sort. So it depends on what the need is. You know, I do mediation. You know, team building exercises, you know, whether it be for employment, whether it be for some more church groups, you know, this friction everywhere you go is always going to be some kind of mess, unfortunately, you know, so you might need someone to come in and mediate things, you know, and kind of bring things to a focus. You know, I'll do all of that and above, you know, you might like to sing, you might not, you know where to start with your singing career, or, you know, I do personal development, you know, all that. I have a network of people that I work with, you know, that meets every need. So, you know, I partner with, you know, so even if I don't, you know, I do counseling. I'm a certified counselor. Back 4 years ago, you know, I finished my certification in biblical counseling, you know, life coaching, all these things, you know, I incorporate in my enterprise, you know. So, and like I said, if I don't do it personally, I have a host of people that I've networked with who partner with me, because I'm not Superman. I can't do everything, you know, and if I can, I know my strength. So if I feel like someone could benefit from someone else who's in my network, then I will refer them over to them as well. You know, the goal
right,
is pretty
okay.
much the people being helped and them being encouraged and motivated and inspired. It don't matter who's doing it as long as the fruit is being bared. So.
Right. Nice. I love this. This is so great. This is why we have you on the show. I told you this man, he does it all, and he has a genuine heart.
Does it all.
Seriously. If anybody's just tuning in, we are talking to Mo. Of Mo Enterprises. He's a motivational speaker. He's a small business consultant counselor. He is a manager. He can be your agent if you need him to. Listen, if you have any questions, if you want to speak to him, if you have any questions, you can call in 323-792-2900. But you know what? We're going to be right back. We're just going to take a quick break, and we can get ready to answer any questions that you may have for him. So no one leave. Stay on the line, and we'll be right back. Again, this is the Late Night Girls. Thank you guys for listening. So do not touch that browser or that dial. Oh, and we're about to play Ready, Aim, Fire, Molly Music. Yeah, I thought I'd say that because this one has a little the intro. I forgot that kind of comes in just like the first song. But this is one of my favorite songs. I actually got some Molly Music.
I love this
man's music. Very inspirational. And I think that it's great that we play this while we have Mr. Mo on the line
Mo.
With us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ready and fire.
Here we go. Here it is. It's coming.
I'm on an airplane. And the destination of this flight is to the other side. Guess I had to go there. Guess I had to come here, yeah. I know where I'm from, but now I'm headed where I'm going, right? But there are powers. Fire, 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 ready, aim, Trying to take water to a dry place. Trying to take hope where it ain't night. Trying to take low to a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So a mother gets to hold the sun now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the sun again. But all I hear is bang, bang, yeah, yeah. I don't think the pops really want that. Breathing down my neck, always on my back. Got the guns out, but I see fire.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Ready, Aim, Fire by my man Molly Music. I'm just in love with Molly. I really, really am. He's a great person, too. I really, really like his spirit. And it was a pleasure meeting him. And his entire album, if you haven't gotten that, you definitely need to pick that up. Ready, Aim, Fire, Molly Music. Check that out. And we are back right now with Mo from Mo Enterprises. If you're just tuning in, it's been a great combo thus far. And we are taking callers for Mo and 323-792-2900. We already have a caller on the line, so we're going to take this caller and see who's on the line. I'm excited. I love when we get callers. I really, really do. Let me see. Let me pick up. Okay. Hi there. This is the Late Night Girl. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, my name is Jewelry. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Jewelry.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
yes,
for calling
thank
in.
You.
So do you have a question? Do you have a question for Mo?
I certainly do. Mr.
All right.
Mo, with so many that are giving up on our youth today, what technique or something? I know a lot of them get frustrated with the youth. So does that happen to you? Do you get frustrated at times because they some of them, are, you know, they say they're hard-headed now and just don't want to listen. But so what do you do to motivate them?
That's an awesome question. I can tell you this, you know, When I was a teenager, I'm not going to say that I was the best child in the world, and I was not. I did things that I've done as a child, you know. I was a little bit hard-headed, whatever. But one thing that I've learned with working with you is they want somebody to listen to them, you know, and we can expect them. I'm not saying that I'm old. I'm only 30 years old. We just turned 30 in January. However, you know, things are different than when I grew up. So we can expect the youth to do things as we did them when we were their age because times have changed. You know, now there's a whole lot more to adjust to. You know, when I was coming up, you know, if the streetlights were, you know, came on, you had to be in the house. You know, but with so much going on, you know, the youth have so much more to do. You know, so all they want, and with the youth that I've dealt with, is want somebody to understand them. You know, don't judge them, don't put restrictions on them. You know, teach them good morals about life. You know, and let them be them, let them grow up, let them live their life. You know. You know, don't try to control them. Like, oftentimes, they're in a box. They can't be themselves. They can't find out who they are because they feel like they have to live up to an expectation of something that is so long ago. You know, they just want to be heard. They want to be understood. They want to be listened to. You know, and sometimes we can dish out our rules all the time, our regulations. He wants us to be who we want them to be. And they feel like they, you know, that's why a lot of youth, they close in and they shut down and they affect themselves because they feel like, my life doesn't matter. All that matters is what I'm doing, you know, that I'm doing what you want me to do. You don't care about my life. You don't understand me, you know. We just got to take time to listen to them, you know. And I guarantee you, these are some of the brightest people that you'll ever meet. They're smart. They're intelligent, you know. Give them some attention, you know, have family time, you know, take a moment out, you know, take them to the mall, do something with them. You know, all they want to know is that they appreciate it. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't have boundaries and don't have restrictions because obviously, you know, there has to be that, there has to be a standard set so that way they understand, you know, that this is someone I'm going to respect and I'm going to honor and I'm going to, you know, all of the above. But at the same time, don't disregard them as an individual because they feel like sometimes their life doesn't matter because, we overlook them, we judge their fads, we judge their lifestyles, and they feel like, I mean, what am I here for if you're going to sit here and judge everything that I do? You know, and
right.
The frustration and all the aggravation that comes with talking with them is really to test us. It ain't going to be easy. Oh. Trust me, ministry, motivation, listen, it can be tough, but that helps us grow. It helps us grow.
It's true that maybe they don't feel like they know their identity of who they are because, you know, especially growing up and don't know their history, especially their Black history.
Absolutely.
Instead of Christopher Columbus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love BET, watching that, and I've learned so much my own self, the Book of Negroes, and I wasn't aware of that, but I thank God for BET. And I think if they would just, you know, watch some educational things, they would begin to know their identity. So,
and I don't even believe we should leave it up to even that to educate them. I think we can educate them as well. You know, and sometimes we have to realize with our truth, there's a certain time, there's a certain place, there's a certain way we deliver things. Because sometimes they might not be ready for a lot of things. So we have to give them little by little, you know, because sometimes it may be a lot for them to take in at one point. You know, back when I was coming up in the early 90s, you know, it was like this major thing to be in church. You got to be in church. You got to be in, you got to do this. And it's like, you know, and look at the church now. There's so many different things going on, and, you know, God moves in different ways, you know, and we can't look at them out of the eyes of, how we want them to be. We have to accept them for who they are, you know. You know, only thing we can do is give them, you know, tidbits and give them advice, encourage them, you know, and pray for them. If we can't do nothing else, pray. You get frustrated and aggravated, pray for them. That's all we can do.
Absolutely.
You know, and be
part of
support.
Definitely.
You know, so I know I can't help everybody. I know that. There are some people that I run into, you know, sometimes all I can do is pray and say, you know what, brother, sister, be encouraged. I love you. If you have anybody to talk to, I got you. I'm not judging you. I'm not condemning you. I'm not making you feel bad about mistakes you've made. I'm not making you feel bad at the lifestyle that you live. Because that's not my place. My place is to restore hope inside them that no matter what they go through, it's going to be all right.
Definitely.
Leave them what you're going to leave them. Let them evaluate it. Let them apply what needs to be applied. Whatever's not for them, leave it for somebody else to get. You know,
absolutely.
All we can do.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're running out of time, but listen, we appreciate that call. Thank you so much, and continue listening.
Yes, thank you.
The show.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Awesome. Okay, so that was great. Great answer, great question. Thank you again, caller. We appreciate that. Wow. So listen, why don't you share with everyone what your contact information is? How can they reach you? If they want to, you know, get your services and they want to hear your videos, I think you said you started a new YouTube page. So tell us, how can the people hear from you on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So first, let me start my website. I have a website, www.moeh-enterpriseLLC.com. Visit it. It's up. It has all my services, has my bio. You can contact me there. If you rather email me, you can do that as well. It's mo.enterpriseLLC@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's @MoSpeaks, M-O-E-H Speaks. I'm pretty much always free. You can email me. You can hit me up on Instagram, follow me, Twitter, visit my website. It has a way you can put your information in, and that way I'll get it and I can reply to you. My YouTube channel, I have one video out. I just became a YouTuber. I guess if that's the word, I don't know how to say that, YouTuber.
Cool.
It'll work tonight. So Mo Enterprise LLC is the name. So right now I just have a introductory video up just, you know, thanking all my supporters, those who support me, for all the support, for the love. I will be doing a couple of videos, whether it be from banking. You know, I have a lot of years in banking. Like, I live and breathe banking. I've been in it so long. I have a lot to offer. So I'll be doing videos on, you know, what to look for when opening an account, how to avoid fees, you know, kind of opening eyes on the inside of the bank. You know, why it's important to, when you go to a bank, show your ID. You know, why it's important, why banks do certain things that they do that sometimes the outside customer doesn't know why they do it, you know. I don't get cussed out by every customer. And if I can just paint the picture to them as to why we do things that we do, they will understand. So I'm taking this opportunity to educate people how banks operate, you know, what banks to stay away from, what kind of accounts to stay away from. Also credit tips, you know, so many different things. You know, I'm just doing a daily motivational whatever, you know, on a daily basis. But contact me, you know. It doesn't matter for what, you know. I mean, this is my life. I do this every day. You know, I'm up all night. I'm up early. Just don't call me or email me between 6:30 and 6:45 because that's my personal meditation and prayer time. So, you know, you can email me, but I might not get back to you right then and there. But at some point, I will. Absolutely.
Yes,
I try to get back as soon as possible.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, so,
Well, listen, we just thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you for being a guest on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
We've had so much
absolutely
to offer, a wealth of information, and it's great. Definitely keep up with what you're doing, because what you do
absolutely
brings value to everyone's
yes
life. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Anyone that encounters you, I believe they can definitely grab hold of something. They can take away a little nugget. And that is so important.
Absolutely.
It's not every day
if I can,
a person that you can talk to and, you know, benefit from that. So, definitely.
That's very true. Very true. If I can, I know I'm about to run out of time, but I just wanted to acknowledge the people. I know they called in. They, you know, they're listening. I just want to acknowledge my brothers, Keith Bucks, Wally Don. Thank y'all. I love y'all. My little brothers, man, but they inspire me so much every day. One's a rapper, one's a spoken word artist. They're doing major things. Look out for them. Also, to my God's Generation family, Attorney Junior Fountain, Janine, I love y'all. Thank y'all. Everybody. Minister Marcus Rivers, I know you on the call, brother. Thank you so much for your inspiration and your support. Elise DeRenee, Ebony Joy, all my people, all you guys. I'm sorry, I'm kind of missing a lot of people, but thank you so much.
No,
to
go ahead.
Lady, I'm sorry, hold on.
Yeah, keep it going.
So, hold on. To my queen. I gotta shove her up. Listen. Ain't nothing like a strong black woman standing behind a strong black man. You know.
Aww.
I love you. Thank you for your support, your prayers, your encouragement. You know, I know it ain't easy being with a dude like me who's always, you know, dreaming and having all these visions, but she supports me. I love her so much. My mom, she ain't into the technology, but she, you know, she ain't on the call right now because she don't know how to work my phone, but I'm going to say her this in the spirit, you know. but, yeah, everybody, I thank you ladies again. But listen, blessings to both of you. I pray nothing but the best of God that he has for you guys. Again, I thank you for the opportunity. We shall meet again, you know.
Definitely.
Anytime. Contact me. Stay in contact. Stay in touch. All that of your above. You know, all that.
Well,
thank
you know we'll be in touch. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
We
well,
have
indeed
a lot.
Mo,
a
I
want to
say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we do. But Mo, I want to say what you do is so inspirational. In a time right now where everything's so filled with negativity, everything in the media is like negativity, like where we're disrespecting our women. And the cool thing to do is to basically be out there and, you know, for women to disrespect themselves and for men to be disrespecting women. And for someone like you to come along and just be so genuine, it's, like, really refreshing. So thank you for what you're doing. Continue doing what you're doing, because this is what we need.
Absolutely. I need it, too. Appreciate
and
it, man. This is my job. Like I said, it's my responsibility.
We got, like, 5 minutes. We got, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I do want to say,
okay,
I just love the fact that he just shouted out his queen. Like, I love that.
Come on here.
And his
she
queen just
so
happens
little
to be a friend of mine. His queen happens to be a really good friend of mine, and I say, let me tell you, she is a queen. I love her. I really, really do. I met her in the grocery store, Stop and Shop, I think a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we
she
both
probably was buying her vegetables.
Said, probably. I wasn't paying attention, but we both looked at each other and loved each other's hair, and that's how we started our connection. So Mm-hmm. That's cute. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, she loved my big curly hair, and it was longer at the time. And then I was like, oh, my God, I love your hair. And we started talking and taking pictures in the grocery store right in the aisle, like we just met.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
That type of person, like, she just has this really cool, beautiful personality, beautiful spirit. And I loved mm-hmm. her, and, like, we've just been really cool ever since. And I'm like, now... And I found out these two are together, and I didn't know this at first. And I'm just like, wow, this is so great. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm telling you guys, it's beautiful. Great. I know God has brought you guys together, and I'm just looking forward to seeing this grow. So, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to tonight's show. Again, check out Ms. DeMoe's website, www.moeh, that's the dash or hyphen, EnterpriseLLC.com. So that's MoeEnterprise.com.
That's right.
MoeEnterpriseLLC.com. Check him out on YouTube. He is not on Facebook, right? You're on Twitter and you're on.
Not on Facebook. I had to shut Facebook down.
Yeah, I don't blame
okay,
you.
Okay.
listen, much love to all of our listeners, all of our new listeners. Listen, you can tune in to us every Tuesday at 10 o'clock p.m., no matter where in the world you are. Just look us up online. We're at www.blogtalkradio.com/girlygirlradio. We have our archived episodes. You can always go back and listen anytime after the show is over and just click on one of the show titles. And definitely, so make sure, Mo, that you spread the link continuously to people that may have missed the live show tonight. They can definitely go back
Absolutely.
And listen to our archived episodes from the link that I emailed
Will do.
You earlier. We love you so much. Listen, if nobody in this world told you today that they loved you, just know that we love you right here on the Late Night Girls.
Sure
more importantly, so much more importantly, God does too. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see
yeah.
you next time. Peace out, baby.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.